everybody knows, all kinds of racing going on over the weekend. You have the Indy 500 early on Sunday, and then later in the day on Sunday, it's going to be the Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte. But that's not the only racing that's going to be going on tomorrow. There's going to be some activities over in Newton, and a couple of people that are involved. I thought one guy was going to come in here today, but we were surprised that we have an added bonus. We knew that Marvin Panch was going to be coming in. He's the guy that won the 1961 Daytona 500. But next to him, he introduces me to this guy. I'm shaking this guy's hand in the hallway, you guys, and I'm going, I know this guy. Who? I recognize this guy. It's Herschel McGriff is here, too. Both NASCAR legends in the studio with us right now. First of all, Marvin and Herschel, thank you guys for coming over and being in studio. That's pretty cool.
Oh, you bet. Glad to be here.
First heard word, Marvin, that you were going to be participating in the Great American Stock Car Series. I saw you on Speed TV make this announcement, and hate to tell you, I'm going to be there, too. I do the TV portion of it. I'm one of the TV
hosts.
Very
good. I'll put you in the car, then.
I'll be more than happy to jump in one of those cars. But, Marvin, how old are you? And you are going to race. You guys are both going to race, and it's no joke. This is for real. These are real race cars.
Yes, I think we went off the deep end.
Yeah.
I'm 85, and so
I'm only 83.
Yeah, he's a kid. He's a kid.
This is awesome. Now, have you been in the cars yet? Have you test drove the cars yet?
No, I haven't. But Herschel's been running lately.
Okay. So, what do you think of those cars?
Well, they're just about. I have a NASCAR K&N car that I run three road courses a year.
Okay.
And
so you're going to be the hot shoe on the road courses this year.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
And these cars are just about the same. You know, they're set up, but they're all equal. So this is what'll make it nice.
Like the old IROC series.
Yeah, I like the IROC series. They won't. I was pretty curious on how they handled it, but they set the cars all up the same. And they're pretty tight. They won't loosen them up for the guys that like Pants that knows how to drive a loose car.
Mm-hmm. Pants and Kyle Busch both like loose cars, huh?
Herschel's driving a Toyota, and I told him you better keep up with Busch's reputation.
That's true.
But I don't know how to go to 148 or 28 on 45 mile an hour speed limit.
45 mile an hour zone.
Would you like me to show you? I speed quite a bit.
So how did they talk you into doing this, you guys? Or did you offer to drive?
I haven't figured it out yet. I don't know how I got talked into this. We were at a parts show in Orlando, a big parts show.
Performance Racing Industries.
Yes, And we had a booth there. I was signing autographs with the old car that I won Daytona with. And they had a booth. And they came by several times. And Chris says, how would you like to drive again? And I opened my mouth. I said, oh, sure. I'd be glad to do it. So I went over and I looked at his cars. They're well-built cars. And I think a lot of their series, it's great. They give people an opportunity to drive that have never driven and they always wanted to all their life. Now here they have a chance to go in and drive the cars themselves. So I think it's great.
Here's the cool thing about it. It's the Great American Stock Car Series, but you have to be 45 or older to participate.
I wish they made him 65 and over.
I think that sounds only fair.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
You're right.
A couple of divisions. So are you going to run the entire series or just selected events?
No, we're going to run, both of us are going to run all eight races, which is three road courses and five races here at Iowa Speedway.
That is awesome. Now you were going to Portland. I know Portland in July, I believe.
Right.
Okay, and the other road course is where?
Topeka, Kansas.
Okay.
And then the Autobahn out of Joliet.
There you go. Okay, so there's three.
I haven't been to neither one of them, so this will be fresh for us.
That'd be awesome. So you guys going to be hitting the track tomorrow? You have any idea what time you're hitting the track tomorrow? What time you have to be there?
They told us to be there around 11 or 12. We'll go out and see what's going on. Now, I just heard your weatherman say something about a little rain or something. How about changing that? That's
I'll
not
change
the
it for you, my friend.
There you go.
But listen, if you guys want to get your feet wet, I know a guy here to let you drive his truck tonight over at the fairgrounds.
If we don't get rained out tonight at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, right.
So we'll keep an eye on that as well. But
Did you let them know that you're a big driver?
Not yet. You just did.
He's the big driver in this room.
But we'll hopefully get at it a little bit later on this evening at the Iowa State Fairground Speedway. But tomorrow, these guys are going to hit the track, and Great American Stock Car Series will be up and running. And we're going to film tomorrow and be doing some of the hosting duties tomorrow. And the first time it's going to be on TV, it's going to be on Fox Sports Net nationwide. I believe it's the weekend of July 24th is when you can see this. Okay,
very good.
So you'll be able to watch the first one then.
I think it's going to be, of course, Marvin and I are new at this. so we didn't know what all was going to happen. But Chris tells us there's about 12 regulars that have been running the series, so you know they know what's going on. Plus, there's some new guys, and plus us coming in.
Okay, and then there's this Larry Clement guy. You got to watch out for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully we can tag along and
that'll be good.
Make a good showing.
That's excellent. Well, you guys, thank you for coming in. It's so cool to meet both of you and have the added bonus. So again, Herschel McGriff and Marvin Panch are going to be racing tomorrow at the Speedway. We're going to follow along. We'll let you know where we're going to be going and where they're going to be racing, since I'm doing the hosting there for the program as well. So you guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
Good luck, fellas.
Look forward to it.